This morning in the Word, we're going to read about some special cities that the Lord set up in the land of Canaan. And to help us try to understand this story in the Word, we have a map that we can look at as we're reading and discussing it. So take a look at this map. Does anybody know what this is a map of? Yes, what is this a map of? Do you know? Well, it is certainly a map of a nation. That's true. Yes, sir. Do you know what this map is a map of?
The map of Canaan.
The map of Canaan, the land of Canaan, called the Holy Land or the Promised Land, because the Lord promised this land to the Israelites, and even before Jacob and Israel, going all the way back to Abraham, he promised them this land. Does anyone have any idea why there are different colored sections on this map? That's a little bit more difficult of a question. Why are there different colored sections? Yes, do you know?
Because there's different islands.
There is different parts of the land. And who has the different parts of the land? Do you know?
The Lord.
The Lord has the whole land. That's a very good point. A person has his own land. Yes, were you going to say something about that too? The Lord's land. And the Lord gave his land to all of the tribes that came from the sons of Israel or the sons of Jacob. So each of these different colored areas is a tribe that came from one of the sons of Jacob. And you may look closely and see some different features of this map. There's the Jordan River in the very middle, with the Dead Sea at the bottom and the Sea of Galilee, and the big part of water here, which is the Mediterranean Sea, or called the Great Sea on this map. So you can look at this map as we learn about a special kind of city that the Lord set up. These cities we're going to hear are called cities of refuge. Now the word refuge might be a word that you don't know the meaning to. Refuge means safety. So we're going to read about how the Lord set up cities of safety. And these cities had a very special purpose. We'll read about how these cities were for somebody to go to if they accidentally killed a person. Because there was a law also in these times that if you killed somebody, you'd be put to death yourself. But what if you did it accidentally? That wouldn't be fair, would it? So the Lord set up cities of refuge. So you can look at this map as we read about the cities of refuge, the cities of safety, to help someone who is involved in an accident to go to for protection. And listen carefully and see if you can count how many cities of refuge the Lord set up in the Holy Land. And you may even be able to see from the map how those cities are indicated. Are you ready to read about the cities of refuge? Are you ready to read about the cities of refuge? This is in the book of Joshua. And Yahuwah spoke unto Joshua, saying, Speak unto the sons of Israel, saying, Give to them cities of refuge, whereof I spoke to you by the hand of Moses, that the murderer that kills any person unwittingly and without knowledge, that means by mistake, that he may flee there, and they shall be unto you for a refuge from the Redeemer of blood. That means from the family who survived the victim. For this person smote his companion without knowing. He did it by mistake. And was not hating him from yesterday and the day before. And he shall dwell in this city until he stand before the congregation for judgment, until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the murderer return and come out unto his own city, and unto his own house, unto the city from whence he fled. So after a while, after everything settles down and the high priest who is in charge at that time dies, then this person can go peacefully back to his home. And then the Lord tells us the name of each of these cities. See if you can count how many there are, and see if you can see how they're indicated on the map. Kadesh in Galilee. Shechem in the mountain of Ephraim. Hebron in the mountain of Judah, Bezer in the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth in Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, Golan in Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities appointed for all the sons of Israel. and for the sojourner that sojourns in their midst, that whoever kills any person unwittingly, that means by mistake, or by accident, this person can now flee there. So how many cities of refuge? Did anyone catch how many? Yes. Six. Very good. There were six cities of refuge. And can you tell how they're indicated on this map? It might be hard to see from where you're sitting. If you look for red circles, do you see six small red circles on this map?
I see them.
There's one here for Hebron, and then here for Shechem, and then up in the north for Kadesh, and then on the other side of the Jordan River, one in the north for Golan, and then Ramoth-Gilead, and in the south for Bezer. Now you can notice, you found them? Do you see how they're spread pretty evenly throughout the whole Holy Land? You found them. So if you were anywhere on this map where the colored sections are, and you found yourself having caused a terrible accident, you could easily get to any one of these six cities of refuge. Do you see how they're positioned so you could get to them no matter where you were, on either side of the Jordan River? Now let's think about this law. It's a merciful law, isn't it, that the Lord isn't going to punish somebody who did something by mistake, who didn't know what they were doing. That's a merciful law, isn't it? And is that a fair law? Do you think that's a fair law? Do you think that's fair, to not be punished for something you didn't know you were doing? Do you think that's fair? Now, it's very interesting. In the heavenly doctrine,
I don't even think that's fair.
It wouldn't be fair to be punished for something you didn't know that you were going to do, right?
Yeah, I don't think that is fair.
And the Lord didn't either, so he set up cities of refuge. But did you know that in the heavenly doctrine, when we learn about these cities of refuge, we can learn that they're even applicable, even to us on an everyday basis? Because if you do something that hurts somebody that you didn't know was going to happen, you would like to learn why that hurt them in a city of refuge rather than be punished for something that you didn't know. So we can think of an example of this. Think of a very little child. And maybe you've all seen this in your families, or maybe you can even remember yourself learning this way, where when they're very young, may begin to hit another person or maybe take something that doesn't belong to them. And at first, they don't know that they shouldn't do that. They have to be taught. Your parents, from the Word, learn things that you are taught, and that's how you learn that things like that could hurt another person. But you don't think the Lord, with a little tiny child, is going to blame that child for something that they don't know, will he? So you can see that even this idea of the cities of refuge and the mercy and fairness of the Lord can apply even to the littlest child who doesn't yet know truths from the Word, but whose parents are teaching in their own city of refuge, your own family, where you learn truths from the Lord through the Word from your parents. Because then you can be taught things that you can know so you don't hurt people by mistake. And then, just like the Israelites in this story who emerged from the cities of refuge, you can all grow up with wonderful truths from the Word and be able to perform wonderful uses for your neighbor. Yes, that's a very good example. Amen.